Hey onesies, Josh Williams here, and thanks for checking out the One Man Podcast. There's now over 200 episodes and dozens of bonus interviews, all of which are available at Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, Google Podcasts, and many more. And you know what? If you don't have any of those apps, no big deal, because you can listen anytime at onemanpodcast.com. So be sure to subscribe because it's always free and there's a new episode out every Wednesday. And while you're at it, leave a review. It's a great way to help the podcast and it doesn't cost you a thing. Follow One Man Podcast on all the major socials and you'll get bonus content and pictures, fun stuff for yourself. And finally, if you have something that you want read on the show, send it to contact@onemanpodcast.com, because if you send it, I'll read it on an upcoming episode. Thanks so much for listening, and I hope you enjoy.
What's up, everybody? This is DJ Demers.
I'm K. Trevor Wilson.
Hey, it's Krista Allen.
Hi, this is Rick Mercer.
What's up, guys? This is Paul Verzi, and you are listening to the One Man Podcast. Yeah!
My name is Josh Williams, and welcome to the One Man Podcast, episode number 314 for Wednesday, May 10th, 2023. How's it going, onesies? How are you guys doing? You having a great week? Loving life at the moment? What is the One Man Podcast? Just in case you have tuned in for the first time, welcome. It is me, comedian, brand ambassador, earthling, Josh Williams, telling you what's going on with me personally, professionally, and everything, little bit of things in between. Let you know what is going on with me, letting you peek behind the curtain of my life. This episode, I plan on telling you guys all about, I saw a movie this week. I've seen several movies, as a matter of fact, but one I went out to the theater to watch. I'll tell you what has been going on with me in the last month or so, but I also plan on addressing the future of the podcast, because it has been very hit or miss. And I actually will have, this was going to be a podcast that's going to be referenced potentially many, many times to give some context. So before I get started with just the regular stuff from the week, I have a plan for the podcast over the course of the last, ever since November 2021. So we are now, May 10th, 2023. Since then, the podcast has been very inconsistent. And so I know that a lot of my regular listeners are sure of this, but I plan on mentioning this episode periodically just to give, some context to people who might be listening to old episodes. Going forward, I will be referring to all of the missed episodes that I will record as retrospectives, just in terms of the word retrospective, meaning a look back, because every one of those episodes I will be recording I will be, a few weeks to maybe a few years behind on. So while I plan on having an episode, everything in my catalog being complete, those episodes will have a number, but I will be referring to them as retrospectives because I will be remembering what I did at that time. And I plan on using a few different tools to help me out with that. But of course, they will not be as clear in my mind as the, existing episodes. So if you happen to be somebody that's tuning in because you're listening to those episodes and I've referenced episode 314 for you to get a little bit more context, I was doing some stuff during COVID. I had some medical things happen and just overall, it became very difficult for me to be consistent with the podcast. However, I intend to make a change to that. And, if you've come here for some explanation on that, that's why those episodes are called retrospectives. And that's why they may sound a little like, hey, it's a little all over the place and seems, it's because I'm trying to remember, specifically what that week in my life was like at the time. So there you have it on the retrospectives. If you're tuning in for that, regular onesie listeners, I will be filling in those episodes. I've talked to Crystal about it. And, some people have said, why don't you just do one big episode that sort of tells us all the stuff's going on? I'm like, it would be so long. And I would hate to have just a giant hole in catalogs. I've seen shows and movies and series things where, you got to go on down these rabbit holes on Wikipedia in order to figure out, why is this one called this and this one's called that? And, what is the chronological order? It'll be nice and easy. I'm going to keep the numbers going and I'll let you know. Maybe some of them will be short, but they will be there. I have decided I would rather give you guys an episode for every single week that you should have got one. And that will be that. And then going forward, they should be a little bit more consistent. I know it's not the first time I've said that, but that leads me to subject number two is that I'm going to let you guys know why I started doing the podcast again about a month ago, maybe 2 months ago, and I was getting actually a little bit consistent with it. I was very, very happy to see that. And then we kind of got served, a slice of As a matter of fact, I did a drive within the last month where I actually recorded a podcast episode, the same method I'm doing it now. I'm recording on my way to a marketing gig. I'm going to be out of town for a week, but I wanted to record this while I was driving. A great way to do two birds with one stone. I'm wearing a lavalier mic, so it's just clipped to my chest. I'm not holding a microphone while driving. And I already recorded that episode from about a month ago when I did a similar drive. And just because of how I produce, this is so stupid, but even just because of how I produce the music at the end of the episode, I connect a recorder with cables, a Bluetooth thing, so I can play the music, record that, and then get it all set up. The last month's been so crazy. My desk has been covered and stuff. And I know it sounds probably nuts to you guys when I refer to having difficulties recording because my desk is covered and stuff. A lot of you live in a house with many different rooms and things like that, or an apartment, many different rooms. So to clear off one surface is probably not super difficult for you to do. However, for myself, when I require plugins for all of my equipment and everything like that, and I have wires and cords and stuff, it becomes very difficult. I just have my room. I can't just take all my stuff off my desk and throw it somewhere else. In fact, as my week goes on, it becomes all of the, notices, emails, storage, things that I have to do. And so I know I've explained this before, but for me to have to clean off the desk, it's basically like pick up this paper. Oh, what is this? Oh, this is a highway toll I have to pay. So I jump online and I do that, and because I've never done it before, I have to create an account and, I create the account, but that zero, the zero with the line through it wasn't a zero. It was an O. And I guess the person who put it in there, and thank God I had the wherewithal to, make that zero. So we're trying to create an account. Oh, sorry. I went to scratch my back and pulled my mic right up into my mouth, So I have to make an account for that. And then for some reason, it doesn't like this or that, or it takes 10 minutes. So like one piece of paper coming off my desk ends up taking me 15, 20 minutes. And then the next thing is, this was a, an invoice that I needed to send. Oh, this is that thing. This is that thing. Oh, this, I need to make sure I drop this back off at so-and-so. And, before I know it, I've spent 3-4 hours cleaning my desk off, and now I've got no energy left. I'm tired. My brain has been sapped with all of the tasks that I needed to do. Someone might go, why don't you do it earlier in the week? I'm like, yeah. On some of these 10-hour, 12-hour days, like you get home and you're just wiped. You're like, yeah, I don't feel like doing 10 hours. Anyways, it's my life. You've tuned in for it. I don't mean to make a million excuses, guys. But what's happening right now is the tail end of it. So when we got back from Vegas, Crystal had received a call from the people that own her home. And it turns out that the homeowners there were selling. They're going to sell. And Crystal got like a 2 months notice that she needs to leave. Now, she's been at her property for 15 years, and anybody who understands the housing market in my city, or any major city for that matter, Ottawa, Ontario, Canada, there's way more demand than there is place. It's a bit of a housing crisis at the moment, and it couldn't have been a worse time to be told, hey, you got 2 months to find a new place. And so, the two of us talked, and we've been together a while, and something we've always talked about is, moving back in together and moving forward with our relationship. And, while this was a bit of a forced situation, just looking at the property, basically for what Crystal is paying right now, to get the same thing, she has to pay 2 to 3 times the amount. And that's one of the reasons she hasn't moved in the last while, is just finding anything anywhere near as good, just not in the cards. So, we talked about, combining our incomes and, not combining our rent, what we pay on rent and finding a place together and making that next step. And so that has been discussions. We talked to the kiddos about it and see how they feel, and it's all important stuff that's necessary to make that next step. But of course, it also meant that we had to find a place that's, good for Crystal's work, where she works out of town. So to find something that's, not the opposite of the city, it was a lot. I'm sure you all can understand. And some of my closer friends understand that one of the reasons I couldn't really, I didn't really feel comfortable recording a podcast too in the last month is that everything I've been doing, in fact, that was part of the podcast that I recorded in the car. You guys will hear me saying, oh, I'm not really sure what I can talk about. There's a lot going on. And the whole thing is that at the time, you know, I'm discussing, we haven't found a place. We have no idea. At the time, we were still kind of like, you know, well, do you want to look and see if you can afford it on your own, or should we take this next step? Like, a lot of stuff is still being figured out. And of course, it's not being figured out in any kind of way that you would want, where it's like, oh, we have our choices, we have our options. The market's not great now. Let's maybe keep looking until we can find something. This was, all right. Like, I don't even know how to describe it to you guys. We would be looking at postings, and something would post at like, you know, 8, 9 PM. We would get a notification saying there's been a new listing that posts on a, you know, a website or whatever. And we would look at it and go, oh, that looks great. And we would message the realtor and say, we would love to see that place. We can see it as early as tomorrow. Like, let us know what time works, yada, yada, yada. The next day, you know, in the morning, the realtor would be like, oh, sorry, the place has already been rented. You know what I mean? And we're like, what the fuck? You know what I mean? Like, how did you list it, right? Get like, you know, appointments, show it, get a, make an offer and have that offer accepted and a lease signed all in less than, you know, 12 hours. So obviously there's more at play there, but it really was to the point where we had to, like, we couldn't even wait. We'd something get posted. We're like, we want to see it right away. And we would even have to, like, we had with our realtor, we had all of our application letters already done, everything ready to go. And we even had to learn some other strategies of, you know, getting picked, because they were saying that, like, the strategy was like a lot of landlords would just gather up applications, get a few of them together, and then decide, oh, you know, like, I'll start looking at them now. So people are straight out making an offer. So I had to implore some strategies that finally worked, because we'd even put in applications at places where they're like, yeah, they'll let you know at the end of the day. This would be a Saturday. And then, you know, talk to our guy the next day. He's like, yeah, apparently he wasn't, you know, he was too busy yesterday. So he's going to let you know end of day, you know, nothing on Sunday, you know. But the place that we like, the good news, guys, is that we have a place and we will be moving in on June 1st. So we had to put a lot of things together, get a lot of stuff done to have that, you know, all of that work put together and ready to go. But short version for you guys is we now have a place. You know, we've signed the lease, it's been accepted and everything like that, but it's not cheap by any means. You know, we drove around, spent a lot of evenings looking at places, a lot of evenings gone online looking at places, right? So when I say looking at places, I meant, you know, driving out and having a viewing. But it got to the point where we would have to pretty much offer to take a place before we'd even seen it, because lots of them were being, you know, offered and whatnot before anyone saw them. And we'd have our, you know, sometimes the realtor would take 2-3 days, you know, would offer us, say, Saturday night, we'd like to see a place. They go, cool, you'll see it Tuesday morning, you know, and then Sunday afternoon, it's like, ah, we're not going to be going, you know, we could cancel that appointment. It's already been offered. And we're like, well, our biggest frustration is, how are these other people getting viewings before us? Like, we're asking you, you know, how shitty are you that, like, you know, again, we're, like, notification, a new thing has been posted, we look at it right away. So it's not like, oh, we'll look at that tonight, you know, when we get home. And of course, there's plenty of time for appointments to be made and stuff. Like, I'm not stupid, but we're you know, requesting this almost immediately the second it's posted, requesting it. So how is it that, anyways, it's just, it's not, and our realtor, while I love the guy and I think he's great, he kept telling us things like, oh my God, if this had been in December, you guys, you know, you'd be paying $300, $400 less a month. You'd have had your pick of the litter, because there was, you know, everybody was, you know, there's tons of places. Now everyone needs to move. And we're like, oh, it's great. And again, with this information, sadly, it's not like we can go, oh, well, maybe we're looking too soon. Maybe we wait another 6 months. Oh, we're, you know, we're being kicked out. No, there is no option. You got to take something, which is the worst way to be shopping. But the place we got, we're very, very happy with. It's going to be another chapter for us in the relationship, a new home and to build together. So I want you guys to know that collectively, while the stress has been on, the stress is still on, right? We got a place. That's stress number one. Now is I've got, you know, a full week. I'm literally driving fucking 7 hours away from home to work for a week. So I'm not home to pack. I'm not home to help pack Crystal's place. So, you know, the month will be half over by the time I get home. And I'm going to be nose to the grindstone when I get back. I also have a full week of headlining at Absolute Comedy, whereas the money is going to be great. I'm happy to be making money before the end of the month. However, this is a lot to do, and I'm going to want my evenings. So, there's still a lot left to do, but I want you guys to know that as much as it's been stressful, as much as it will still be stressful, I know a few of my listeners, my friends have already been in touch with me and will be assisting us with the move and everything like that. Very, very grateful for them. It's a good thing. Crystal's excited about it. I'm excited about it. The kiddos are excited about it. And all of this is to say that when we were looking for places, one of my musts was I want an office. I want, I want an office, a place where I can set up the podcast equipment, and that's where it lives. So that when I sit down to do the podcast, all I have to do is turn on the recorder and hit record, and we're ready to go. I don't have to burn myself out all day just doing a million tasks, and then all of a sudden, I'm tired. I'm yawning. I'm surprised I haven't been yawning so far. I might have yawned once. And I feel one coming on now. It's just that I've said it. I think that's how contagious yawns are. But it's 4:30 in the afternoon, and I've had a hell of a day getting ready to go. But I'm excited about this next chapter. I'm excited to have a place for the podcast. In fact, I want to purchase an extra arm, an extra mic arm, because I know that I'd like for Crystal to join me on the podcast from time to time. She adds an extra little thing. Not to mention the fact that if I'd like to have a co-host on the podcast, like, Chad, who was with me for a while, or other friends, it would make life a lot easier to just plug in the second mic. And since it's already living on an arm at the desk, it's an easy thing to just go forward and do. Oh, the odds are starting. He spoke too soon. I'm also stuck behind a vehicle now that's going way too slow. Going too slow for me. Not happy about it, gang. So yeah, one of the things that will help this podcast out a lot is that I will have an area to do it. And I think that that's also going to assist with the, it's going to assist with the catching up of old episodes, because I'm going to try to, wake up in the morning, make my coffee or whatever. And I'm going to try to, get an episode banged out for one of the older ones so that we can slowly but surely, keep up to date. One of my goals for myself this week, I've got a lot of downtime while I'm at the hotel. One of the things I'd like to do is get all the notes ready from the previous episodes that I've missed. And that way it's as simple as grabbing the notes from that week and then just telling the story, talking to you guys. Any random thoughts that come into my head, I'll be able to share them with you guys. And I'll just put them down on the paper and be like, well, here's a subject that we can talk about this episode. So I'm hoping to have two episodes this week, one from the previous thing when I was driving, and I'd like to have another episode, this one here for you guys on time. First one on time in a while, but I'm hoping that there will be no, the podcast was gone. Like I owe you guys two Vegas trips. I think the only one I got recorded was with Peter. I have my birthday vacation with Crystal to talk to you guys about, which are fun episodes that just haven't been shared with you guys. So I'm looking forward to that.
I really, truly am. So that's
in my head, the future of this podcast is that it's not that the one man podcast is just sort of puttering out some fumes. That's what it kind of felt like, was like, I've never actually let my vehicle get down to no gas. So I have no idea what it actually feels like to have your gas tank on vroom, 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 and kind of, like, I think I can sort of, momentum stop, momentum stop. And that's kind of what it's felt like, only I maybe somewhere in the pit of my stomach felt like, well, you know what? Like, if I was super passionate about this, I would be able to tell you guys, I'd be able to find the time and clear off a desk and all that fun stuff and just really share this with you. But I've had a lot of stuff in my life, guys, that I was, scared of. Maybe mentally running from, whatever. And I will share all that with you, in time as these, retrospectives come out. But, rather than the podcast just being like limping along and then finally we just put it out of its misery, I feel like there's some cool new chapters in my life. Sorry, I'm scratching my chest. The mic's right there. I'm hoping that there's some new, this new chapter of my life living with, you know, my family, my love of my life and the kiddos. I'm hoping that, that, you know, reinvigorates me being able to have them on from time to time. I think that, having a place to do it is going to make me excited. I know that I've just lost excitement for the podcast going like, oh, I got to record one today. Fuck, I'm never going to get through this mountain of shit. You know what I mean? In order to do it, and it's discouraging. So I don't want to make a million excuses, guys. I'm trying to be as honest and transparent about like, kind of like what it's like for me, but you know, I'm looking forward to doing the podcast consistently and excitedly for you guys. And also Crystal knows how important it is to me. So she's really good at kind of pushing me to do the things that I need to do. So hopefully she'll
help kick me in the ass. Oh my God. Excuse me.
So, yeah, I'm looking forward to doing that. I'll tell you guys more about it as it comes along. Another thing, what else we got to talk about here, guys? You know, the podcast is gonna be more regular, gonna have a place for it. Got a nice new townhome with a garage for the first time I'm having a garage. I'm trying to think of some of the things we organized this week. I just on the same drive, I managed to book a van. Big shout out to Enterprise Truck Rental in on Vanguard in Orleans and Ottawa. They always pull out the stops for me and take good care of me when it just seems like there's nothing I'm going to be able to do to get something done. So big thank you to Mike at Enterprise there. Love that guy. Love what he's doing for me. Sorry, my brain's driving by a coffee shop going, do I get a coffee? Oh, I wanted to address this. I thought of this earlier. I'm like, oh, remember when I'm done yapping about the podcast? I won't. I guess, you know, depending on how you listen to this, I've gained back a lot of the weight that I had lost from doing OptiFast. I was on it from like August until November, like first week of September until, like last week of November. And, I'd lost a good, like 60 pounds, which felt great and things were fitting better. I was very, very happy. You know, I'll address this in the retrospective in more detail, but, came off of it, was working a very intensive gig. And I've gained back. I'm almost all the way back to 300 pounds. So, I told myself when I got that low, I'm like, I will never cross 300 pounds again, but fuck me. I got within like 5 pounds, guys, of crossing that line again. And so I spoke to the doctor and he had said that after like a certain amount of months, I could go back on OptiFast. And I feel like, because he's like, if you transition off with everybody else when all the transitioning time is done, you can go back on it and try again. And that might have been maybe a little bit of a forgiveness or whatever in my head, maybe a leeway where I'm like, oh, I'm going to be going back on it, so I can just fuck around and throw caution to the wind. And I think 3 trips to Las Vegas and the holiday season, right, Christmas, all of that stuff was just a lot of indulgence and setting, you know, making the bad habits happen again. So I have been trying to start it since mid-April, but again, you know, I was like, I'm going to Vegas. I'll start it when I come back. Quite literally when we came back was when we found out about the house stuff and all the stress and all of the running around. Like we're already, I don't want to say snapping at each other, but everyone, like one of the hardest things that you can do in life is move. And it's hard to have a million stresses. And then, you know, one of my coping mechanisms, if not my biggest coping mechanism, be unavailable to me. So yeah, we did a lot of running around, looking at things and, you know, ordering dinner or something like that to make life easy. So to be, undergoing the strenuous hangry stuff, it's May 9th today, recording on a Tuesday, as I often do. And, I'm deciding today to go back. So I even had a McDonald's drive-through leaving Crystal's this morning, going home to pack for this. But I've been feeling hungry driving on the road. In fact, if I had just pulled over and gone through that coffee shop, I would have got something to eat as well. And I've coached myself many times on this trip already. You know, like, hey, just do the water, do the shakes. So I've decided I'm going to start with the shakes. As much as I'm going to do work for the next, you know, 5 days where I'm going to be giving away free food, to be food aplenty around me galore. I've decided that now I'm starting hard. Cause I remember, like, you know, I was going to do May 1st and we still hadn't found a place. A lot of our offers had fallen through. I'm just going to be saying the same thing I just did. I apologize. So I decided today's the day. I packed OptiFast for every single day that I'm gone, so I have the shakes that I need to get through. And I'm going to try to not cheat. You know, I was cheating before with little like keto things. I'm going to try to do this. I'm going to make myself accountable. I will tell you guys how everything's going. I didn't get on the scale, so I apologize. I can't tell you what I did, but like the last time I was looking at myself, I was like 293. So let's use that as the number for now. I was 293 last time I looked, and I have a truck bearing down on me right now. So let's let this guy go by. Oh, okay. Looked like an 18 wheeler, and it is. It just has no back to it. So it's not toting anything. I'm like, this guy's making really good speed for considering how fucking fast he's going. All right, 80 kilometers here. Sorry, guys. This lav mic doesn't afford me as much range to do stuff. Sorry, I can't pause and just resume like I can. I don't think I can anyways. I haven't looked at it. So rather than making a million edits for myself, I just stammer on and apologize. I had to plow past a guy I've been trying to get past for a while now, but he keeps driving. You know, the road that we're taking right now is like windy, wavy roads through little towns and things like that. And because it's turning so much, not only is it going to use twice as much fuel because the fucking zigzag is I can't, there's no brakes in the road for us to be able to pass each other. All right. So back on OptiFast, I think I did a couple days, guys, where I'd like have one in the morning and then like come the afternoon, it was so busy. I'm just like, and I forgot it at home when I left because I thought I was going to be home, 2 hours later. And instead it's, 8 hours later and I'm at Crystal's and I hate to make excuses. I really do because I try to be as accountable as possible, but sometimes it's just like, all right, failed. So I really don't want to. That's why I'm kind of, declaring it again. I am starting today and we'll keep it up. And then having said that, what else have we got? I've been watching stuff. I'm trying to think. I put on something today, which was not really keeping my attention. Don't remember the name. It had that Emma Watson, I think her name is, or Emma Roberts. Was in it. And then the same dude who was in like 10 Cloverfield Lane and a bunch of other stuff recently, Gone in the Night with Winona Ryder. I feel like I'm seeing this guy in a lot of fucking horror movies. It seems to be his niche. But yeah, a mother and child and husband move out to some farmhouse. He's a vet. Really not a lot. I tried watching that today while I was packing. Didn't keep my attention. I'm trying to think if there's anything else I've watched as of late that I thought was interesting. I started watching that Jamie Foxx movie, Day Shift. Also didn't keep my attention. I find that like lately I've been trying to do things and very often I'll put a movie on in the background and be able to kind of get shit done. But the last few days I've been trying to get ready to pack and hoping to pack in my downtime. Instead, I'm half watching the movie and very slowly puttering along. So I find that I'm like, I see a movie, I'm like, oh, I really want to watch this. And I'm like, I really want to watch it. So I'm going to put it on my list. And then I'll, the movies that I am watching are shit that I'm like, man, I've seen it already, but I guess I can watch again. It won't take my attention. I watched Jackass Forever again yesterday and today. And again, I'm just sitting there staring at the TV doing nothing. So I don't know if there's anything you guys have seen recently that you thought was good, please let me know. I wouldn't mind having some stuff to watch. I'm trying to think if I watched any series or anything. I really don't believe I did. However, Crystal, the kids and I, did go out and see Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3. That was a fun movie. We watched that. I won't go off on a tangent, and I really try not to do any spoilers of movies that are new. All I can say is that I was entertained the entire movie. There were a few little sad points that I had to remind myself, hey, it's just a movie. And that's not to say that I get overly emotional, but if you've seen the trailers and you know anything about Rocket's past, he's somebody who was experimented on. So, anytime you see people experimenting on animals, it makes me sad. But that was a fun movie. I can't say I really understood what I was left with. And the story's not, in terms of like, I was talking to my buddy Chad and he's like, well, I mean, is it the best Marvel movie that's been put out lately? And I'm like, that's not saying a lot. Because Marvel movies have been really shitty. Now, in all fairness, I did not see Ant-Man and the Quantumania. And that's the only one that since like, I think there was like Endgame. Yeah, like I think I've been disappointed a lot lately because I obviously Endgame, everyone wanted to see to find out what happened. And then I remember Spider-Man Far From Home I was interested in because, hey, it's the first Marvel movie since Endgame. How are things moving on? And it was fine. But then there was the Spider-Man No Way Home, which I thought was, again, it was fine. It was a lot of fan service. It was a lot of like, oh, look, cameos and stuff. But, you know, it wasn't anything special in the story. Oh, I ripped us a hole in space-time, allowing for all these cute little scenes, and now we have to undo it. You know, okay, but it doesn't really do much for the universe. There was also the Multiverse of Madness, Doctor Strange's sequel, which I was really disappointed in. It was supposed to be a horror. And again, rather than like dealing with multiverse and all these different crazy things, it was said that like Nightmare was going to be a villain in it. But it just ended up being like, oh, it's Wanda from WandaVision, and she's evil. So she's going to try to, like, you know, kill people in order to get, you know, the power. It wasn't very good. And Scott Derrickson, who had directed the first one, here's some just nerd trivia, guys. But Scott Derrickson, the guy who directed the first one, had also directed a movie called Sinister, which was very scary, very creepy, with Ethan Hawke. And because he's a horror director, same thing with James Gunn. James Gunn had sort of like, he likes to direct horror, thriller type movies. And by putting him, you know, at the helm of Guardians of the Galaxy, you know, Marvel got something really special out of it. And I think that Scott Derrickson did a very good job of directing the first Doctor Strange movie. But because his niche is horror and they were going to go Multiverse of Madness, he's like, hey, we're going to make Marvel's first ever horror movie. And then Marvel, of course, wanting all the money, Marvel and parent company Disney wanting all the money. They're like, no, PG-13, PG-13. Like, it'll be scary, but it'll be PG-13. And it was kind of like, you know, I think that if, you know, if you're reading like the news on those movies, Scott Derrickson and Disney didn't see eye to eye on the direction of the movie. Disney wanted to be like, oh, it's like a little kind of scary, not really scary. And Scott Derrickson is like, no, this is an opportunity for us to do something new with superhero movies. You know, I don't know if he made the argument, but I would certainly make the argument that like Deadpool, you know, when Fox was doing Deadpool, they made an R-rated superhero movie and it was awesome. And it was so good to the sense that, to the effect that they decided to give Wolverine, like the movie Logan, an R rating. And you got to see Wolverine fuck shit up with his claws and have an R-rated movie. You know what I mean? And then they did an R-rated for the second Deadpool, except that kind of movie kind of sucked. But that was very similar. So Scott Derrickson, director of Doctor Strange, was going to do Multiverse of Madness, make it a horror movie. Didn't see you know, obviously the initial agreement was that that's what they would do. But I'm assuming that the more Scott Derrickson tried to make it scary, the more Disney was like, oh, we can't do that. We can't do that. We can't do that. You know, whatever. So instead they got Sam Raimi to do it. And Sam Raimi is a guy, he directed the early Spider-Man movies, but I would think that he is most well known for his, you know, forays into like horror type movies, because Sam Raimi did the original Evil Dead movies and Army of Darkness. So Sam Raimi had a way of doing like scary movies, but like really goofy, to the sense where like you'd have something like scary demons, monsters, ghosts, except they would, you know, move all goofy and there'd always be like humor attached to it. So you never really had a chance to get scared, because even though it's a skeleton or a demon, it would be doing something dumb and, you know, there would always be like a laugh with it. So, you know what I mean? Like it was almost like it was just too goofy. And so as soon as I knew it was going to be Sam Raimi, I kind of knew what would happen with it. And that's kind of the way Multiverse of Madness went, is that, you know, it couldn't get scary because it was too goofy. Much like Thor Love and Thunder. There were so many jokes in that movie that you're supposed to be like, oh my God, there's this God butcher who's coming to kill everybody. And you can never take anything seriously because it was just one stupid screaming goat joke. You know, right back into how ridiculous it was. It wasn't funny and it wasn't scary and whatever. So having said that, didn't enjoy, I'm just like long tangents, guys. I wonder if that's why you tune in. Who knows? Me talking to myself while I drive. But Scott Derrickson and Disney left. Sam Raimi came in. He brought his goofy horror, which is probably what Disney thought would be best. And it didn't end up being anything special. Who knows what direction the movie changed. Also, Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3, because James Gunn, the director of the first two, was fired for a tweet that was super old that he had deleted, blah, blah, blah. Well, Disney had got rid of James Gunn. Now, luckily, they brought him back for the third Guardians movie. I don't know why. Maybe they couldn't find the other director with fit, but because they fired him, DC snatched him up for The Suicide Squad. And James Gunn, I believe, wrote and directed that. And it was what it was. I didn't find it to be anything special, but, you know, it was like, hey, you did a great job of ragtag groups of people with Guardians. Do that with us for our Suicide Squad. And he did. I didn't find anything special with that, but because he was gone, I think that that delayed the Guardians Volume 3 movie in terms of like where it was going to come back. Cause I think that they had always planned for Adam Warlock to be a part of, you know, some of the Thanos stuff perhaps, or at least earlier stories. Whereas now he's coming in supposed to be, you know, a character that was like super powerful, you know, and a member of the Guardians of the Galaxy in the comic books. In fact, in his head, I believe, was the Mind Stone. So they kind of took that that story and gave it to Vision. But even still, Adam Warlock was supposed to, you know, supposed to be more than he was. And then when you see the Guardians movie, you're like, yeah, they definitely never had intended for him to just be kind of this. You know, they always expected more. So whatever, who cares? I'm bringing up the same point with Deadpool that I brought up with Doctor Strange, in that if you're like me and you like the first Deadpool movie and the second one, you're like, this is just more of the same jokes and doesn't really go anywhere. Like the story is nothing special. That's because the director of the first Deadpool movie was like, for a guy who's like an assassin and a killer and violent, it was a unique sort of twist to make it a love story. The first Deadpool movie is a love story. Well, the director of the first Deadpool, writer and director of the first Deadpool movie was like, okay, we've done that. We're going to move on to something different for the second story, tell a different story. And apparently Fox and the powers that be there were like, no, let's do the same thing. Like, let's make it, you know, that worked. And he was like, no, I've already done it. That's not interesting. So again, they got rid of that director, creative differences, and brought on someone else. And that, that leads me to a point, you know, and then the movie ended up being, you know, not that great. You know, telling the same jokes. Something I did throw on briefly was Austin Powers this week, and fucking talk about a series of movies that are just, you know, constantly doing the same thing over and over again. Like, oh, people laugh at that scene, let's do it again. That's what Deadpool ended up being. It was like the Austin Powers sequel of Deadpool, where it's just like, oh, can we do a scene where, you know, a limb is growing back and it's cute? We'll do a dick joke. We're next to the blind lady. You know what I mean? Let's just do all the same shit that we did before again. I was listening to a satellite radio interview with, I believe it was Tim Minchin, who's a comic who I'm not super fond of, but he was just talking about how in other parts of the world, when there's art projects that are doing done, like whether it's a play or a movie or something, there's a lot of creative liberty left with the well, I hate using the same word twice in a sentence, but there was a lot of liberty left with the creators, and that was to do their thing, tell their story, whatever it is. Whereas this guy was saying that, like, in Hollywood, every time you try to do something, you pitch something, it's like, oh, well, let's not do that. That's too out there. Let's rein it into this. Let's get this guy because he's pretty, so people will pay to see this guy. And it's like, you know, there's so much, he was saying that there's so much talent out there and there's so many different things to be creative with that it's really like, you never, you know, Hollywood stifles so much creativity because they're like, well, there's producers and they're putting money into it and they want to make their money back. So, you know, they don't want to take too much risk. And it's like, yeah, but sometimes that's what art is. You know, art is a risk, and there's a lot of things in art that, you know, took risks and paid off for it. Sometimes they take risks and they don't, but you know what I mean? Like, it could be even better. And they kind of go for this little baseline minute, you know, obviously they want huge profits, but you know, Disney took a huge risk by doing the Marvel movies and being like, let's link them all together. And that's paying off huge for them. And now they're going too fast, too hard, too fast, too out there, you know, and they're afraid to take risks with the storylines to make these new movies good. So I just remember Tim Minchin talking about that, saying that, like, you know, there's all these people with money invested, producers and stuff. And it's like, okay, if you want us to fund it, you know, we want to, you know, go with the safe bet storylines and the safe bet things, especially with everything that's going on in Hollywood with like cancel culture and everything like that. You know, I won't out the guy for his name, but I was talking to a fellow comedian friend of mine today who does a lot of stage acting, and he's phenomenal, phenomenal stage actor. And he was mentioning how like it's hard to get roles as a stage actor right now because the industry seems to be doing a lot of, you know, like the only people who are allowed to get gigs now are like transgendered actors and LGBT because they're, you know, there was backlash in the industry because, you know, it's like, oh, you don't hire enough of us. You know, Scarlett Johansson had to turn down a role because she wasn't transgendered. You know, the society got mad at her. People gave Bryan Cranston shit for playing a guy in a wheelchair. And it's like, again, as Bill Burr had a bit of it, he's like, it's called acting. You know, do you have to be a murderer to get a job as a murderer in a movie? You know, like, I'm not saying take the roles against those people, but you know, be a good enough actor that you're like, oh, I already am that thing. Like, yeah, sorry. Sometimes, like, you know, you can't portray. So, yeah, sometimes you can portray something you're not. Again, that's adds, it lends itself to a better performance. Again, I'm not suggesting that, you know, people not get a role because of it. But at the same time, like Dustin Hoffman got an Academy Award for Rain Man. He did a very, I believe, respectful and tasteful version of someone with autism, you know? And I think it was probably a lot easier, you know, Jesus Christ, this will be the line that gets me canceled forever. But I think it may have even been easier to have an actor that between takes can take direction and whatever and apply it to the character, right? Somebody with a lot of triggers and things like that. And there's a lot of stimulus on a set, guys. I'm sorry to tell you, there is. And sometimes people with autism have trouble with that, you know? So, you know, someone nowadays, oh, it should have been an autistic, maybe, but that would have been a lot more difficult for the production, you know? And at the end of the day, if the story's going to be the same story, you know, anyways, whatever. So I can understand, you know, it's a shame that a lot of industries are operating out of fear. You know what I mean? I'm egalitarian. I believe everybody deserves a fair shake. So again, if there was a transgendered actor who came in and fucking put Scarlett Johansson to shame, good, take the gig from her. There you go, pretty white woman. You don't get the gig anymore. You know what I mean? You know, someone was better than you. Good. But I don't think it should be, you know, just because the only person who's allowed to do the gig is that. You know, Brendan Fraser just won the Academy Award for The Whale. And, you know, should they have only had an obese guy playing the role? Maybe he wouldn't have been able to do it. Who knows? You know, anyways. I've been talking for a long time. I don't know if this is the episode or not, but that's kind of all I've got for you guys at the moment. Stuff to talk about. Guardians of the Galaxy 3, enjoyable, but I don't think it certainly hasn't saved Marvel. I can't say that with any kind of honesty. It's a fun watch when it's over. I don't really know what's changed. You know, like someone make an argument for that, but I can't say any more definitively because, you know, without spoiling or going into it, but you know, I don't know what to do with the denouement, right? The ending of Guardians 3. It's kind of like, okay, now what? So it doesn't feel like stories are wrapped up, but you know, they could go either way. They could never make another one. And it was like, oh, okay, I guess I know what's going on. Or they could totally make more of them and go, okay, that is what it is. So enjoy it, but don't hang your hopes on anything huge. What do we got? Plugs, guys. I'm going to plug this. I am still going to be headlining Absolute Comedy August 23rd through the 28th. Please get your tickets at absolutecomedy.ca or call 613-233-8000 to make reservations. I'm headlining. Sadly, it is no longer Matt Davis hosting for me. It will be the very funny Walter Ling. And I can't remember who is featuring for me, but I'm really excited. I'm going to be hawking my wares too at the show. So hopefully generating as much income as I can before this move. In fact, you know, the 28th, I'm sure by then we'll have the keys, at least according to the realtor. So I'm going to be like moving stuff during the day and doing shows at night. Like I'm really going to be burning myself out, but I'm going to bring it all to the stage. I'm going to leave nothing behind. So I'm going to be putting on some of the, you know, the best shows I've ever done. Really looking forward to that. Really hope you can make it again. May 23rd through 28th, which is about 2 weeks time. Absolutecomedy.ca for tickets, 613-233-8000. I still got there's some plugs in the description of the episode. So if you guys want to contribute to the One Man Podcast, you can sign up for the Founders Card. It's there. You can do that. That'll get you like great deals on shit. I can't even begin to tell you what great fucking deals you're going to get. You will also get, you know, there's the Neo MasterCard there. You get some free cash from Neo just to give it a try. It has no fees, gives you instant cash back. Great way to support the podcast. Throw some free money my way. I throw some free money your way. Phenomenal. I used to have a link for Auphonic credits, and I might actually do that again, guys, because I could really use some help. No pressure. Really, this is not a hat in hand thing. Just all of the money that I have is going to be going into this move. My cost of living is going up quite a bit. So I am going to be trying to put up more episodes. The only thing is that what I use to produce the episodes and clean them, again, I have no idea how it's going to sound with me recording while driving the air conditioner on. I'm just hoping that this is catching as much of my voice as possible. I get a certain amount of credits every month, which translates into hours of recording. But for the next while, if I'm going to be doing a bunch of episodes, I believe I will run out of credits, run out of hours of processing time, and I'll have to actually like slow down. And I kind of don't want anything to be in the way of getting more episodes recorded. So I would hate to halt because I'm like, oh, I don't have enough credits left. So I'll find a way to post a link for that, a place where you guys can donate some credits to the podcast, even like 10, 15, 20 bucks. It's really, I certainly am not forcing it. And I don't mean to come across heavy-handed, but that's something I'll do. Again, too, if you guys end up doing the Neo thing, where you sign up for the Neo card, it's free, get some free cash. The cash that I get as a result of you guys using my referral code, I'll put that towards credits as well. So anything that's coming in from any of the podcast stuff, I'll put it right back into the podcast. I can't tell you guys too much about the nitty gritty. I was going to say, I just had my oil changed yesterday. I just want to give a big shout out to Josh, Roger, at the team at Barhaven Honda. Those guys save my life all the time. And I can't tell you guys what they do for me because I don't want you showing up there with your hand out and making it so that they have to stop doing it. But they are the most ethical mechanics that I know. I'm so grateful for them. And I know they'll never hear this, but if you guys are in Ottawa and you have a Honda, I don't know if dealerships will service vehicles that aren't their own. I'm sure they will, but if you don't know much about cars like me and you're like, I just need a mechanic that I can trust, the guys that'll tell you to do work that needs to get done and not do work that doesn't need to get done. They're the guys, Barhaven Honda, man. I was there yesterday and I was just getting my oil light came on after my last drive. And I was like, shit, I got to get this done. And then I realized, oh, I'm driving far. I'm putting another 1,000+ kilometers on my car before my next oil change. I'm like, I need to get this done. And I also realized I still had my snow tires on. So I'm like, I need to put my all seasons on as well, or I'm going to put a bunch of miles on my snow tires. So I went there. I was expecting an oil change and a tire change with, storage. I expected to spend somewhere around the ballpark of $200. And that's when they informed me. They're like, your all seasons have nails in them. There's two of your four all seasons have nails in them, and they're too close to the wall to be able to fix. And I was like, fuck. So I need new tires right now, which is not a cheap expenditure. And all I can say is, without disclosing, the size of the discount, it was going to be very costly. And they made it super affordable, super reasonable. So again, love those guys. Barhaven Honda, tell them Josh Williams of the One Man Podcast sent you. But don't ask for any discounts or anything like that. Just say, he just said that you'll take as good care of us as you can. So huge. That made my yesterday going from like horrible to great. And another thing I'll throw out there is a shout out to went to my mom and dad's with Crystal last night to grab dinner and also to pick up our dog Cooper. Cooper stayed with them for the weekend because not only were we looking at places, but people have been coming into Crystal's place like crazy, looking at her house because it's for sale. So we just figured with all the people coming and going, it'd be a lot easier for the dog to just be over at my parents' place, who were generous enough to watch him for the weekend and then generous enough to, make our Sunday dinner one less thing we had to worry about. So they ordered a big thing, big platter of shawarma and all the things we needed, the fixings, to have that for a meal. And that was, incredible. My dad, paid for that. So shout out to my dad. Thank you very much for that. That made the evening very, very nice and a lot less stressful. So yeah, a lot of things that, if I had more time to write down on my notes That's what I was actually doing at the dealership, is I was writing down my notes for this week, the talking points, everything. And haven't got back to it since. I got half a thing here. But yeah, so that's what's those are my plugs. That was my week. Coming up this week, I will be in Port Elgin, Ontario. So hey, if you're in Port Elgin, a place I hadn't heard of until I was offered this job, no shade to Port Elgin, just never heard of them. I will be doing a grand opening of a Food Basics grocery store. So we're gonna be giving stuff away, having a good time. I will be there until Sunday, leaving Sunday night with a long drive back home. Really looking forward to meeting a new team here, having some fun, having some laughs. And yeah, that's my week. When I get back to Ottawa on Monday, all right, I will be hosting the Just for Laughs showcase at Absolute Comedy on Monday the 14th, I believe it is. So, you know, I think it's the 14th. I could be wrong. Maybe the 15th, maybe the gig's on the 16th. Anyways, I'll be hosting at Absolute Comedy on Monday, whatever that happens to be. And there'll be a bunch of comics strutting their stuffs for the Just for Laughs producer. And, I'm really looking forward to that. Really looking forward to that. That's an opportunity for me. Say Just for Laughs producer. He's the talent scout. So if I do a good job, I might get offered a spot at the festival. So I'm really looking forward to that. So yeah, if you guys can make it out, that'd be great. It's a great show and it's a great opportunity for you to see some really good talent, doing their absolute best for the showcase. And then Tuesday I have a gig, with, Joey Elias, very good friend of mine, great comic, and Pierre Bro, another amazing comedian. We are doing a show for, the First Nations police force, in Quebec City. So it's going to be a long drive. It's going to be a good 10-hour turnaround day. We're going to drive all the way out there, do a show, and then turn around, get back in the car, and come all the way back. But it is a great paying gig, and couldn't have come at a better time, because there's a lot of stuff. Summer's rough on me. I get a lot of annual, you know, subscriptions come out in May and June. So trying to bring my costs of everything down, but every time I turn around, I've got new tires to pay for, or a new subscription or whatever. So it's the storm before the calm. I know that's what I'm saying, but it is not the calm before the storm. It is the storm before the storm. I'm hoping that, once we get on the other side of this, guys, that, you know, it'll be a nice regular thing and I'll be able to tell you what it's like, you know, being with the family every day. You know what I mean? The ups and downs, the things, the move, you know, first time saying this episode, but contact@onemanpodcast.com, guys. If you send me an email, I read it on the show. That's how it works. I'd love to hear from you guys and see what's going on in your lives. You know, things you're excited about, things, you know, I just like to connect with you. I'd like to feel like we're all still there. I want to feel like you're still there for me. I know I've been gone for you and I'm sorry, but, excuse me. I'll continue to tell you guys everything that's going on about me. No secrets from you guys, my onesies, but, send me whatever you like. And I'll read it on the episode. I'm trying to think here too. In terms of stuff that's coming up, yeah, that's my week, really. An entire week of activations, a Just for Laughs showcase, and a one-nighter show in Quebec City. I think that's enough. I'm not sure how I'll record it. If I'm good, maybe Wednesday morning I'll be burnt out, but I can, you know, maybe record an episode. I mean, I'll be getting home at 12 in the morning, but maybe I can record an episode like this. You know, I'll have time in the car. I just don't know if my co-pilots will enjoy, you know, talking about a week of grocery store stuff, whatever. So we'll have to see. I really don't know when I could record it, unless I try to record one, you know, Sunday before I drive back. Maybe I can record one Monday, but I'll still be omitting the gigs, where it would be great to have, you know, the other two guys mic'd up, you know, and get some of their thoughts on just the day and my week. So, all right, gang, I think this will do it for now. Appreciate you guys listening to the One Man Podcast. One more time, contact@onemanpodcast.com. Send me an email. You guys send it. I read it on the podcast. That's the deal. Check me out at Absolute Comedy, headlining May 23rd through 28th. Ticket at absolutecomedy.ca or 613-233-8000 to call and make reservations. Check out the plugs, and I look forward to chatting with you guys again soon.
No sleep till...